During Trump's visit to Saudi Arabia, a strategic cooperation agreement was signed between the two countries. However, in a notable development, Reuters reported that the United States has dropped its demand for Saudi Arabia to normalize relations with Israel as a precondition for nuclear cooperation talks. According to American sources, this shift is seen by the White House as a major concession, contrasting with the previous administration's stricter stance, which tied nuclear collaboration to normalization with Israel and a defense pact. While dropping this condition could facilitate negotiations, experts told Reuters that reaching an agreement remains challenging due to unresolved issues surrounding uranium enrichment and security guarantees. Saudi Arabia's nuclear ambitions are part of a broader political and economic reforms. Historically dependent on oil revenues, the kingdom now faces declining reserves and fluctuating prices. It anticipates that growing energy demand, driven by population growth and industrial expansion, will triple its electricity needs by 2030. Saudi officials believe nuclear energy can meet part of this demand, especially for desalination and air conditioning, while allowing more oil to be exported. Furthermore, nuclear development is not just about energy. It also represents technological advancement and regional influence. Since 2010, Saudi Arabia has pursued an ambitious nuclear strategy, starting with the establishment of the King Abdullah City for atomic and renewable energy. The country signed agreements with South Korea, France, and Argentina to transfer technology and began constructing two 100-megawatt research reactors with South Korea, set for completion by 2025. To demonstrate compliance with global standards, Riyadh also created an independent nuclear regulatory body. Despite these efforts, Saudi Arabia faces major obstacles. One of the biggest challenges is the lack of qualified nuclear professionals. Estimates suggest at least 2,000 specialists are needed, which could take a decade to train. The kingdom also relies entirely on foreign technology, making it vulnerable to sanctions and external pressure. Harsh climate conditions, such as extreme heat and sandstorms, further complicate reactor safety. More importantly, there is a strong opposition from Israel regarding Saudi Arabia's access to nuclear technology. Both critics and supporters of the Israeli government have expressed concerns. Yair Lapid, leader of the opposition, urged Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu not to remain silent over what he sees as the risk of a regional nuclear arms race. Consequently, nuclear talks are expected to face significant hurdles. Riyadh may use these negotiations to extract concessions from Washington while keeping discussions open with Russia and China. This complex and prolonged process could delay actual progress on Saudi Arabia's nuclear program. Ultimately, while the program is officially framed as a response to future energy needs, it is also a strategic tool to boost Saudi Arabia's regional influence and global standing. With diminishing US influence in the Middle East and increased competition from China and Russia, the path forward will be long, costly, and filled with internal and external challenges.